This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And it is a huge jackpot of $560 on Are You Smarter Than Katie? I'm still thrown off. I don't know why I'm thrown off.
I don't know why. Because it seems like you were fine for a while.
And now I'm not.
Right.
So what's going on?
I don't know.
All right. Well, here's the good news. Caller 17 is not a guy named Snack.
Okay. You have to tell the backstory on this.
Good morning, Zach.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Kevin screens our phone calls and...
We just hear him go like this. Your name is Snack? And well, then a long pause, and then he goes, oh, Zach.
My thing is when they answer the phone and they're so quiet, I make up names that sound like their names.
Oh.
So they get more excited.
That makes a lot of sense.
I have snacks at that time, so it probably made sense.
Oh, okay. So you probably heard the snack he was eating. Yes. That's what that is.
Yep, she does.
Katie's leaving the studio. I have five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Like I said, the jackpot, Zach, is $560. So close to the record. Are you going to take it?
Oh, my God.
Let's find out.
I am.
Question one. The wife of the bass player of Weezer, my favorite band, was shot and arrested by police in L.A. yesterday. A high-speed chase ended in her neighborhood, and she came out with a gun out of fear, but then refused to put the gun down when cops told her to. It's a weird, really weird story. Which of the following is not a Weezer album? The Green Album, the Purple Album, or the Black Album?
The Green, the Purple, or Black? I'm going to say...
3 seconds. Three.
Purple.
Okay. Purple. Question two. Justin Bieber had an altercation with paparazzi yesterday as he was walking into a restaurant near Coachella. Instead of ignoring them, he got in their faces, called them names, and started accusing them of only caring about money and not human beings. Speaking of money, there are 7 denominations in U.S. paper money. How many have presidents on them?
Six.
Question three. A famous gamer named Valkyrie was supposed to have a cameo in the Minecraft movie, but she's mysteriously not in it. Do you know who that is, Kevin?
Mm-mm.
Okay. She says that she was cut from the film because she spoke out about Jason Momoa's bad on-set behavior when he yelled at the crew in front of her. Hmm. What language is the word Valkyrie?
Valkyrie is in...
3 seconds.
Swedish.
Swedish? Okay. Question four. The Last of Us Season 2...
Nordic.
The Last of Us Season 2 premieres on Max this weekend, and it's getting amazing reviews so far. In fact, the glowing reviews are so positive that HBO Max has already said it greenlit a third season and teased a possible fourth season, but said it will not go past the story that is in the video games. Good, because that did not work out for Game of Thrones. The zombies in that show are caused by cordyceps, which are real, and they are what?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They are a brain-eating amoeba.
Okay. And finally, LeBron James is being turned into a Barbie. It's part of their Ken Bassiter program, a line that they are going to be making of famous supportive men. I love that. And they will be sold exclusively at Target for $75 a pop. So if you bought six of them, how much is that?
75 times six is $450.
All righty. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Zach, what are we doing right now besides eating snacks?
Getting the kids ready for school.
How many kids?
Two kids.
What, boys,
you met
girls?
Them. They did a visit at your studio once.
Oh, really? How long ago?
I worked at Farrell's, and then you guys had my
kids. Oh, yeah! My God, yes!
Oh, yes!
Can I tell you how much I miss Farrell's?
Oh, me too. That was the funnest time ever.
Kicked ass. That was so much fun. Oh, man. All right, Zach, I'm going to put you on hold. Katie, you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. This story's wild, but police shot the wife of bass player of Weezer, Scott, yesterday. A high-speed chase ended in her neighborhood. Then she came out of her house with a gun.
Yeah. Because one of the people driving was in her neighbor's yard.
Right. And then police told her to put the gun down, and she refused, so they shot her in the shoulder.
She pointed the gun at them at one point, too.
Such a weird story. Yeah. So weird. Which of the following is not a Weezer album?
Oh, okay.
The Green Album.
Okay.
The Purple Album or the Black Album?
Purple.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yeah, good job. They also have the Blue Album, obviously. They have the Red Album as well.
Obviously.
Blue Album. That's probably their most famous album. Question two. Justin Bieber had an altercation with paparazzi near Coachella yesterday. Did you see that video at all?
No.
So he's walking into a restaurant. He's like barely wearing a shirt. Like he put his head through it, but then didn't want to put his arms in the sleeves. And he just, instead of ignoring them, got in their faces, called them names, and then just kept like doing the money symbol in their face with his fingers, saying like, you only care about money. You don't care about human beings.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know why they can't just ignore them. But anyway, speaking of money, there are 7 denominations of U.S. paper money. How many have presidents?
There are 7 denominations.
How many have presidents? 3 seconds. Three.
Five.
That is correct.
No kidding.
That is correct. Yes.
Hamilton
and Franklin.
I knew that there were some founding fathers.
Wow. Question three. There's a famous gamer named Valkyrie that was supposed to have a cameo in the Minecraft movie.
Okay.
She's not in the movie.
It's a girl.
And she said that the reason she was cut from the film was because she spoke out about Jason Momoa's bad on-set behavior when she saw him yelling at crew members.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. What language is the word Valkyrie?
What language is it? It is...
3 seconds. Three.
Latin.
It's German.
Oh.
Also, I would have accepted Old Norse.
I almost said that.
I know. When you Google it, it comes up as Old Norse. And I was like, what is Old Norse?
Right.
And they're like, it's German, basically.
Okay.
All right. Question four. Season 2 of The Last of Us premieres on Max this Sunday.
Okay.
It's already getting amazing reviews. Better reviews than the first season, which won a bunch of awards. And the reviews are so good that HBO Max already announced before it even premiered that they greenlit a third season with a possible fourth season. But they said they are not going to go past the story that is in the video games. Which, as much as I love it, I think it's a good move. The zombies on that show are caused by cordyceps,
yeah,
which are real.
Yes.
And they are what?
They are,
3 seconds.
Please don't do that.
Three.
They're plants?
Two. Can you be more specific?
Roots.
Fungus.
Oh.
Fungus. Question five. LeBron James is being turned into a Barbie.
Okay.
As part of their Ken Bassiter program.
Adorable.
Where they're making Barbies, male Barbies out of famous supportive men.
Cute.
I think that's cute too. They're going to be sold exclusively at Target for $75 a pop.
Dear God.
So if you bought six of them, how much is that?
Okay. 75?
Yeah.
Okay. Barbie. Okay,
3 seconds. Three, two,
five, six, seven,
one.
700.
The answer is $450,
okay,
which is what Snack got. However, final score. Zach, you got two. Katie got two.
Oh,
it's a
God.
Tie.
Woo.
That was a nail biter. That was a nail biter.
Ooh.
Boy.
Did we get a tie-breaking question or no?
No, there's no tie-breaking questions. They're fungus, yeah.
New fungus. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. Did you play those games?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but I just heard, yeah. No.
All right. Okay. Well, what is it that you want to tell us, Zach?
That I am not smarter than Katie.
No, no.
And what was that?
My wife screaming in the background.
She said, I knew it.
Yeah, it's really great. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for playing. We're adding $20 to the jackpot tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
$580. Long live Ferrell's.